Chapter 15. I grabbed my Oasis console and powered it on, then pulled on my visor and gloves. As I logged in, my avatar reappeared on Ludus, on the hilltop where I'd been sitting prior to my chat room session with Sorrento. The moment my audio kicked in, I heard the ear-splitting roar of engines coming from somewhere directly overhead. I stepped out from under the tree and looked up. I saw a squadron of 6er gunships flying in formation, zooming south at low altitude, their sensors scanning the surface as they went. I was about to duck back under the tree, out of sight, when I remembered that all of Ludus was a no-PVP zone. The 6ers couldn't harm me here. Even so, my nerves were still on edge. I continued to scan the sky and quickly spotted 2 more 6er gunship squadrons off near the eastern horizon. A moment later, several more squadrons dropped in from orbit to the north and west. It looked like an alien invasion. An icon flashed on my display, informing me that I had a new text message from H. "Where the hell are you? Call me ASAFP." I tapped his name on my contact list, and he answered on the first ring. His avatar's face appeared in my vid feed window. He was wearing a grim expression. "Did you hear the news?" he asked. "What news?" "The 6ers are on Ludus. Thousands of them. More arriving every minute. They're searching the planet, looking for the tomb." "Yeah, I'm on Ludus right now. 6er gunships everywhere." H scowled. "When I find Irok, I'm going to kill him. Slowly. Then, when he creates a new avatar, I'm going to hunt him down and kill him again. If that moron had kept his mouth shut, the 6ers never would have thought to look here." "Yeah, his forum posts were what tipped them off. Sorrento said so himself." "Sorrento? As in Nolan Sorrento?" I told him everything that had happened in the past few hours. "They blew up your house?" "Actually, it was a trailer," I said, "in a trailer park. They killed a lot of people here, H. It's probably already on the news feeds." I took a deep breath. "I'm freaking out. I'm scared." "I don't blame you," he said. "Thank God you weren't home when it happened." I nodded. "I almost never log in from home. Luckily, the 6ers didn't know that." "What about your family?" "It was my aunt's place. She's dead, I think. We weren't very close." This was a huge understatement, of course. My Aunt Alice had never shown me much kindness, but she still hadn't deserved to die. But most of the wrenching guilt I now felt had to do with Mrs. Gilmore and the knowledge that my actions had gotten her killed. She was one of the sweetest people I'd ever known. I realized that I was sobbing. I muted my audio so H wouldn't hear, then took several deep breaths until I got myself under control again. "I can't believe this," H growled. "Those evil pricks. They're gonna pay, Z. Count on it. We will make them pay for this." I couldn't see how, but I didn't argue. I knew he was just trying to make me feel better. "Where are you right now?" H asked. "Do you need help? Like, a place to stay or something? I can wire you some money if you need it." "No, I'm okay," I said. "But thanks, man. I really appreciate the offer." "De nada, amigo." "Listen, did the 6ers send you the same email they sent me?" "Yeah, thousands of them, but I decided it was best to ignore them." I frowned. I wish I'd been smart enough to do that. "Dude, you had no way of knowing they were going to try and kill you. Besides, they already had your home address. If you'd ignored their emails, they probably would have set off that bomb anyway." "Listen, H. Sorrento said that your school records contained a fake home address and that they don't know where to find you. But he might have been lying. You should leave home. Go somewhere safe as soon as possible." "Don't worry about me, Z. I stay mobile. Those bastards will never find me." "If you say so," I replied, wondering what exactly he meant. "But I need to warn Artemis, too, and Dido and Shoto if I can reach them. The 6ers are probably doing everything they can to learn their identities, too." "That gives me an idea," he said. "We should invite all 3 of them to meet us in the basement later tonight. Say around midnight, a private chat room session, just the 5 of us." My mood brightened at the prospect of seeing Artemis again. "Do you think they'll all agree to come?" "Yeah, if we let them know their lives depend on it," he smirked. "And we're going to have the world's top 5 Gunters together in 1 chat room. Who's going to sit that out?"